All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Hero Card Hour. Glad you're tuning in on Friday. This is, I am the host of the show. My name is Lou McCoy, and hope everybody's had a great week. I'm joined in the studio with producer Glenn Taylor, who is back from the dead.
Yes, yeah? Indeed. Boy, that was a long weekend, man.
Yeah.
I didn't do much of anything. I stayed around the house, got well, and feeling much better.
Well, you look better, Glenn. Got to say, you got some color this week.
Yeah,
thank goodness.
I was a little pasty last week.
I was worried about you. That was about as quiet as you have been. For those of you that may not have listened last week, Glenn was suffering from a stomach bug. And
how's Bobby doing? I understand he contracted Bobby's the same. Huh?
Got over his, and he's better. And I spoke to Bobby just a few minutes ago, and now Bobby fighting a little knee injury. So they say things go in threes. So
true.
I don't know what his third one was, but maybe this will be it. So
man, when it rains, it pours.
It rains, it pours. But it's not raining here.
No, it's not. Not today, anyway.
102 is what I heard the weatherman say. 98 to 102.
Man, and it's getting there. I'm telling you, I was just, well, we were both just outside a little bit ago, man.
Yep.
Dr. Doppler, though, says cooler temperatures and possibly
when? In January or when?
Well, compared to what we had today, I think it's supposed to be 90 on Sunday.
Woo! Cold front, good.
That's the last. Yeah, it'll feel pretty good compared to this.
I'm going to be inside most of the weekend, so I'm excited about that. I'm going to be over in Austin watching some basketball.
Oh, yeah?
A little basketball tournament over there. One of my youngest son plays on a little travel team, and we love that sport because of the fact it's indoors in the summer.
Yes,
pretty
absolutely.
Good. Pretty good.
A little round ball inside. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Be fun. Mm-hmm. Be fun. Absolutely. What about you? What are you doing this weekend?
You know, I really don't have any plans. Since last weekend was kind of a non.
Got a little catch up?
Yeah, I got a little catch up. Got to do some tree trimming. Probably do. Definitely got to do some laundry. As I was looking for my blue shirt today, I've worn all my blue shirts, so I had to.
So you're sporting the red shirt.
So I'm
sporting
a red shirt today.
You can get several days out of that one. It looks clean.
Well, yeah, I try. Yeah, but it's hard to wear them twice after days like this. You know, you get outside, sweat a little bit.
Pretty rough.
Yeah, I don't want to be stinking or nothing.
You probably love the fact you have an indoor job.
I do, yeah. Being in radio, you generally, everyone I've known also has other trades that they do. I know Harley does tile setting and stuff. Mine would be plumbing. I've also done some landscaping and stuff.
That's outdoors.
That is outdoors indeed.
Absolutely.
But yeah, this time of year is pretty rough on folks at work outside.
It is. Doesn't last long, though. So everybody hydrate. Hydrate. I'm sitting here having my water as we speak. So, and I'm not going to complain ever again about the fact that it's nice and cool in the studio. This is a great place to be. So come join us up here. Anybody, if you're hot, you want to come up, come in the studio and put you on the air.
Yeah, tell the boss it's Friday.
It's Friday. Yeah, let you come talk on the Hero Card Hour. All right, so a couple of quick shout-outs to a couple of our sponsors before we bring in our first guest, who, by the way, is my dear friend Laura Bechtel, who is the director of the Butt Holdsworth Library here in Kerrville. And so we're excited to have her on. But before we bring her in, I want to give shout-outs to over in Fredericksburg, Gaddy's Pizza, one of our super-duper hero partners, along with Culligan of Fredericksburg. Great people. Go see Kevin and his team, and they'll help you with your water softener. They'll check out your existing system. Add a new system if you need that. They're Hero Card partners. They'll give you a great discount if you have a Hero Card. Gaddy's Pizza, again, one of our favorites. That's just some people think that may be the best salad bar in town.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty amazing. And I'd go just for the games, if nothing else. They have an arcade in the back.
Sure.
Which is fun. And, in fact, next door to that, they have built another venue that we're talking about. We don't have them on inked yet, but something called the Escape. Do you know about those kinds of? So you go in and you got to get out of a building in a certain amount of time. Laura's over here shaking her head, so she's going to know something about it. So let's bring in Laura Bechtel. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Lou. How are you today?
I'm really good, Laura. How are you?
Doing good. Doing
good. To see you.
Glad to be here.
We are glad you're here. Thanks for taking some time out of your very busy schedule.
Oh, and I'm happy to be here. Talk about all the busy stuff we have going on over at the library.
Yeah. Summer reading and summer programs and just I know you're busy. You and I are in Rotary together.
Yes.
And people are going to think that you have to be one of my Rotarian buddies to come on the show. That's not true. You just have to be talented. And so there you go. To be in Rotary, you have to be talented. Right, Laura?
Yes.
Yeah, so I know that in our dealings through Rotary, me trying to get a hold of you can be a challenge at times. I don't mean that in a bad way. You're just busy.
Yes, we just have a lot of programs and events going on at the library, and I'm going to talk about those this afternoon.
Yeah, we want to hear about them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But before we get into that, Laura, so I reached out to Laura. I haven't done this too much in the past, but knowing that Laura was coming on, again, we feature music every week, different selections, and, you know, y'all probably get tired of hearing all my different choices. So, anyway, I asked Laura what she would like, and she came up with a group called The Cure.
Yes.
I was honest. I'm like, I don't know The Cure, and that's okay. So I reached out to Glenn Taylor, producer extraordinaire, and Glenn, you know The Cure.
I do know The Cure. My ex-wife was a huge Cure fan, so yes, I know The Cure.
Okay. Well,
but I like
so
The
sorry.
Cure. No. I really grew to appreciate their music. I like happy, upbeat type rock and roll.
Good.
You know, I don't like that dark stuff, and The Cure is like that. So.
Good. Well, I'm going to enjoy it. And that fits Laura's personality, because she is upbeat.
Which is really funny, because sometimes they're referred to as gothic punk, and it's when you hear some of their songs, it's like, this is upbeat, happy. How is this gothic punk?
Okay.
Because of the way he looks,
I guess.
That makes me feel better, because I didn't listen to any music, but I did pull up some images. So if you're out there with a computer, not while you're driving, obviously, but if you're by a computer, pull up The Cure and look at some images, and you would not picture them to be happy and upbeat. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, and I think you'll recognize some of these songs.
I'm excited to hear them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll play The Cure at our breaks and let everybody have a little taste of something different than
Good Friday music.
Good Friday music, absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, so Laura, let's I'm flattered you came in.
Flattered you asked me.
Well, like I said, a good friend. I'm glad you came on the show. So let's before we dive into the library and what's happening there, let's find out a little more about you. I know some of your background. You're not a Texas native.
No, but I've been here in Texas 12 years now. So
What's the rule on that, Glenn?
I'll tell you're a Texan now.
10 counts? All right.
Okay.
Ring the bell, Glenn.
You said 12 or 10?
12.
Oh, I was just saying 10 is kind of the number. Mm-hmm. So
that's what I think, too.
And you like it here, obviously?
I do.
Good.
I really enjoy being in Texas. We were talking a bit earlier, and I was so happy to trade 10-degree winters for 100-degree summers. I will not regret that choice.
Where did you come from?
Well, I grew up in Maryland and then moved to Ohio.
Okay.
So I was always up north until, you know, family moved down this way, and I kept coming down during college for Christmas break. And really
had some friends here, or the family was
just
here?
Just the family,
okay.
Really. And, you know, made that choice after undergraduate school, where I was a University of Cincinnati Bearcat.
You are a Bearcat, which is, and you are, I'm a big sports fan, college sports. Bearcats are good, and they've always had a great basketball program, gotten better in football recently. So I'm always finding out where people are from, and I've never met anybody from Cincinnati, college there. So good. I have absolutely.
Yes.
So
I love WKRP.
I was gonna say, we had to talk about that.
One of my favorite shows of all time. Go figure.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it's a great show. And a lot of fun. That'll make you laugh. That one in Wings.
Yeah.
Remember that show, Wings? Laura, remember Wings?
I remember Wings.
We're a lot older than you are, at least I'm older than everybody in the room. But
Thomas
Hayden Church right here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny. What was his name in that show? Anybody remember?
Oh man.
Not Daryl. That was Daryl and my other brother Daryl. Yeah, not Daryl. I'm gonna look that up on the break. I need to get Thomas Hayden to come on here sometime. That'd be fun.
That would be cool. I saw a movie with him because everybody says, in Wings and stuff, but he's really done some great, solid work.
Absolutely.
I wish I could remember the name of the movie with Paul Giamatti.
About the wine tour.
Yeah.
But
he really.
Sideways?
I mean.
Sideways.
Yeah,
there you go.
That was really acclaimed, and he did a fine job in that one.
Well,
check it out,
I loved
at the library.
Oh, you can check that out. All right, there we go. That's right. Y'all have movies over there.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely,
we do a lot of movies, and that's one of them.
Do you have? I bought a zoo. Whatever that is.
You know what? I don't think we do, but we do have the book.
You have the book. I love that movie, and Thomas Hayden Church is in that. It's really good. He's very, very good. That's
cool.
Okay. All right. So Maryland. What part of Maryland?
Outside of Annapolis.
Okay, beautiful. So, I've been there and
love it. Still have family there.
Do you?
Love to
so
go
you get
and
to go
visit.
Back.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
All right.
And then we moved to Cincinnati. And
what'd you study undergrad?
Anthropology. With a focus in archaeology.
So what were you planning to do? Or are you still planning to do something with that?
No.
Digging the dirt.
You know, I kind of decided I didn't want to go back and get a doctorate. So looking around, saw some options. I knew I always liked working at the library. I volunteered as a kid.
On campus?
And then at the university. Okay. I worked in the library and took a few years, worked at the Burney Library, and then went back for my master's degree.
Oh, great.
So,
where'd you do that? Where'd you get that master's degree?
University.
What was that? No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
University of Texas at Austin.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So you're a Longhorn and a Bearcat.
I am a Longhorn and a Bearcat.
But we still get along. I'm Nagy.
I know.
It's all right.
So we can put our differences aside.
So have you ever been on a dig?
No, I haven't.
Would you like to do that?
I've thought about
it.
Mm-hmm.
I know a young lady that went and did some digging. It was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fun. She did it for like a career.
Right.
A couple years. So
I had an opportunity that didn't quite pan out after college in the Southwest, but I don't regret it. I love what I do.
Well, you're young. You got time to do lots of things still.
Yes.
Absolutely. So your degree, undergrad, was anthropology, and then you went to get what was the degree at Texas?
It's a interesting technical. It's called a Master's of Science in Information Studies. What the UT calls their library science program, because it's not just librarianship, it's also information architecture, databases, so there's a digital side.
So there were multiple things that you could have done besides just being at the library.
Yes.
But we're fortunate that the library got you. How long have you been at here in Kerrville?
In December it'll be 7 years.
Has it been that long?
It has been that long.
That's impossible. Awesome.
No, that's it.
And you're liking it?
I love it.
Good.
I really do.
Because you like being busy. Summer's the worst.
I wouldn't say it's the worst, but it's definitely very busy. We have our summer reading program going on. All the kids are out of school, so come on down to the library. And we've got a lot of exciting programs pretty much every day of the
week.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't mean it was the worst. It's just probably the busiest season.
It is busy.
Right?
It is busy.
So tell us about... I literally know nothing about the Cure or the summer reading program, okay? So part of what we want to do here on the show is have content that people don't know everything about, right? And so unless you've had a kid in the summer reading program, you might not know about it. So what is the summer reading program? Who does it involve?
Okay. Well, the summer reading program doesn't even just involve kids anymore. We actually have an adult summer reading program. And every summer at the library, June and July, we have different activities going on. We have craft programs. We have shows at the Callow Theater, which I invite everybody down to.
Really?
Wednesdays, 10 a.m., we have a storybook theater. We'll be there next week putting on Country Mouse, City Mouse World Tour.
All right.
Then on July 12th, Dinosaur George will be there to talk about dinosaurs. He's a paleontologist. He'll bring some specimens that he has and talk to the kids about that.
Cool.
And then we'll cap it off on July 19th with Critter Man. And you have to come down and check Critter Man out. He brings wild animals, bugs, small creatures, and he provides an educational program for the children about the animals, and he'll walk around with them. Some of them they can touch.
Okay, let them crawl around on them a little bit.
Yeah, and it's an exciting program.
It's
totally free of charge, as all of our summer reading program is.
So free for adults and children.
Free for adults and children.
And you do have some adults that will come in for these things?
We do.
I mean, I don't look really like I'm out of place, like some kind of creeper, you know, if I show up.
No,
I'll stand next to you. You'll validate me if that's all right.
Yes, okay.
Lynn, parlay with me.
That's funny because I said that the other day. I asked to go see the first Cars movie when it came out. I went with a friend of mine and his kid, and I thought, I want to go. I want to see that movie, but I don't want to look, you know, be the only one.
You probably don't want to sit in the theater by yourself.
Not
in this day and age, man.
They'd
probably ask you to leave.
Yeah, I'm not good.
Not just because it's you, anybody.
Anybody.
Oh, that's good. All right, well, let's do this. I'm just dying to cue up some Cure.
Okay.
So let's roll a Cure song. Glenn, which one are you... featuring for us.
This is one of my favorites. This is called Just Like Heaven.
All right, let's play a minute of that. We'll take a quick break, let Laura have a sip of water myself, and we'll come back and we'll talk more about the summer reading and other things going on at the library. This is the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 AM radio. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Okay, so I'm a big fan of The Cure. I didn't even know it. Y'all told me I would know the song. Mm-hmm. Of course I do, and probably mm-hmm. many of y'all recognized it, so that was great.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go home and queue up some more music. Can't wait to hear the next mm-hmm. one.
Great hook. Great stuff.
I'm happier than I was before we played it.
There you go.
That's good.
And whenever I have a bad day, I'll queue up some Cure, and it just makes the day better.
The Cure is the cure.
Yeah, the Cure is the cure.
Yeah, couldn't. Yeah, absolutely. So, Glenn, you said he wrote that song for...
He wrote that song for his wife. I was looking it up as I was playing it, because earlier today I was, you know, doing a little research, seeing which songs mm-hmm. I wanted to use. And, yeah, he wrote it about his wife, and I assume they're still married. I didn't see anything that said otherwise.
Let's go with that.
Yes, let's go with the happy ending. Yes. Yeah.
Well, and I think you mentioned it's been in some movies, so at the break or the next longer break, I'm going to look and see what movies that's been featured mm-hmm. in.
Cause I bet John Cusack was in one of them.
Yes.
Where did you come up with that movie?
I know. Well, he was just one of those 80s actors. Yeah. He was in a lot of different movies, Better Off Dead and some of those.
John Cusack. Well, we were talking about the Rat Pack. What were they called? The Breakfast Club.
Movie. It was the Brat Pack.
The Brat Pack. Thank mm-hmm. you. Yeah. I'm sure it had to be.
Ally Sheedy.
Martin Sheen.
Not Martin mm-hmm. Sheen. Emilio Estevez. Yes. You had the blonde kid.
But then he related to
Sheen.
All right, we're going to have to.
Yeah, I know.
I should know all this.
Laura, we're counting on you to know all this stuff.
Reference question for the librarian.
There you go. Yeah, shoot it over to the library. Let's get some answers. So, all right, well, listen, good choice on The Cure. Thank you for mm-hmm. that.
Michael Anthony Hall was one.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, absolutely.
Or Anthony Michael Hall. That's it. Okay.
Okay.
I get there. It just takes a little longer some days.
You said Sheedy, and then who's the redhead?
Ally Sheedy, Molly Ringwald.
Okay.
She was in mm-hmm. it. Basically, the cast of The Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really. The whole John Hughes film.
Oh, genre.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can think of a few others that mm-hmm. come to mind, but I think that was basically the heart of the Brat Pack.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So, you're welcome.
You guys are sharp. That's why I have good guests on.
Yeah. She's sharp.
You're pretty sharp. You know your stuff. So, mm-hmm. all right. So, Laura, summer reading.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. More than summer reading, by far.
Oh, definitely.
Lots going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you said there's an adult reading program.
There is. And we have programs just for adults. We have a crafting group that meets every Monday. I'm sorry, not every Monday. Every second Tuesday of the month from 4 to 5:30, they'll be meeting this summer. We are going to have a couple speakers in as well.
Okay.
Texas author Mary Black is going to discuss her book, From the Frio to Del Rio, later in
fun.
July.
Okay.
Yeah. And then a couple craft programs as well. And
those are at the same time every week?
They are, but you can definitely check out the city website, kerrvilletx.gov, and the library page.
Okay.
And we have all the events listed on there with a calendar that you can download.
Is there a Facebook page as well? Some of our listeners like mm-hmm. Facebook.
There is. You can definitely check out the City of Kerrville Facebook page.
Okay.
And we'll have videos listing the events coming up at the library.
Perfect.
And also for other events happening around the city, definitely check it out. There's a great amount of information there on the city Facebook page.
That's very, very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're basically an employee mm-hmm. of the city.
Yes, we are, city
very
department.
Good, yeah. Very good. Mm-hmm. You enjoy working with the city? Yes,
I
do. You do. I'm not
you
letting you
smile.
Answer that. Yeah, she was smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody mm-hmm. you want to give a shout out? I understand some people over at the library may be tuning in.
Yeah, they may. To the library staff, thanks for tuning in. And
yeah.
Yeah.
This girl's awesome. She's a natural on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of shout-outs, I'm going to give a quick shout-out to Steve Volkman. Steve is a veteran service dog director and a good friend of the Hero Card Hour. Mm-hmm. And Steve and I have been trading some emails because he is on the board over at the Admiral Nimitz Museum. And mm-hmm. we have wanted for a while to get them to take the Hero Card and mm-hmm. allow some discounts on that. And so I have a meeting, Steve, next week with the point person you directed me to. So thank you for that. So that saves me having to email you. Now you know. Mm-hmm. I hope you're listening. So, all right, so what other things are happening at the library that the public should be aware of? You mentioned something about librarians.
Yes, we were.
You have librarians over there.
We do have librarians, and I want to
imagine that.
Do they shush people?
No, unless you're being really loud, then yes. Sometimes we'll still shush. But okay, we're a lot more friendly about it than in the past.
Okay, you don't slap with a ruler or anything.
No,
Don't toss anybody out.
No,
I think that was nuns that did.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I think you're kind of mixing your stereotypes, Lou.
I don't like to be told no by anybody. I'm nun or librarian.
Yeah, exactly.
So mm-hmm.
We were talking earlier about some of the neat offerings and services that the library has, and one of them that a lot of folks don't know about, and I love plugging, is that we offer proctoring for distance learners in the community. Oh. So if somebody's taking summer classes, online classes, and need to have a test proctored, they can contact the library, because any one of the librarians is actually an authorized proctor for most schools. Definitely check with your school, but we can take that care of that for you free of charge.
Free of charge?
Free of charge to proctor exams.
That's nice. I know a lot of I know a lot of college kids for the summer are taking different online classes. I don't know what's required on those. I know one of my sons is doing that very thing. So, very good.
We're a testing site, and if they have any questions, they can call the reference desk at 830-258-1274.
One more time.
That's 830-258-1274.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then the other thing that we're really excited about right now is the Kerr Regional History Center has reopened.
Yeah.
And we really excited about that renovation that we did.
Awesome.
And
that's been going on for a while.
It did go on.
On the Reno,
We were able to renovate the second floor, and we now have a museum space, which we invite the public to come out and visit. And we are open Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And in addition to the museum space, we've got books, databases that we can assist people when they're doing their research.
Where is that located?
That's actually right next to the library.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Same parking lot.
Just to the right if you're facing off of Water Street, is that correct?
Yes, you're keep an eye out for the new Texas Historical Marker in front of the building as well. So look for that landmark too.
Come on by. What's the history on that building? Do you know it?
That building was built in 1915. It's actually one of the original Schreiner mansions.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was the house of Scott and Josephine Carr Schreiner. That was their first house after they were married, and they lived in there for about 10 years.
Okay.
It did pass on to the Calcotts and the Vans, but it had passed into the city, and it is now the Kerr Regional History Center.
Is it haunted? Cool. Is it haunted?
No, it's not.
No paranormal?
No.
You sure?
No. I'm sure. Knock on wood. Okay. Haven't seen anything yet.
Books are not moving around on their own?
No, the books aren't moving.
Okay. I get a chuckle out of all that. Oh, we're already up to a break?
Yeah.
Are we really?
We've got about a minute, I
About
guess.
A minute. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think we're quite finished. Can you hang around just a few minutes? We take a break at the bottom of the hour for some weather, which is just basically going to tell you it's hot, and some news.
Sure.
So if you'll do that, we'll. So Glenn, let's roll out another one of the Cure songs. Which one are you going to play next?
Okay, this one's called "Friday I'm in Love."
Well, yeah, you are.
Yeah, because it's
with
Friday.
The Hero Card Hour. Friday, I'm in love. Okay, listen, everybody, glad you tuned in again. Hero Card Hour. KRB 1230, we'll take a short break and come back and visit some more with Laura and see what else we need to talk about.
Angela Major with Major Weight Loss with a quick cravings tip. Do you get enough sleep? When we don't get enough sleep, our hunger hormones get all out of whack. Our ghrelin, which makes us feel hungry, goes up. And our leptin hormone that tells us that we've had enough to eat goes down. So we eat more. That's why it's really important that you get a good night's sleep, at least 7 to 8 hours. That is your cravings tip, and I would love for you to check out my website at majorweightloss.com, where I have a blog, and you can get more tips and information, and you can download the emotional eating checklist that I have for you there. So check it out, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Introducing the Hero Card. With the Hero Card, you get major discounts at the best businesses around town. No need for coupons with the Hero Card. Just show it at the businesses that support it. What businesses are those? Find the entire listing of businesses that utilize the Hero Card at HeroCardOnline.com. A portion of each Hero Card sale is devoted to worthy causes in our local community, supporting all of our heroes, including veterans and first responders. Find out how you can use the Hero Card for your next fundraising activity. To purchase a card and for more information, just visit HeroCardOnline.com. The Hero Card, honoring heroes and supporting local businesses. Get your card today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. That was The Cure. And what was that song, Glenn?
That was Pictures of You.
Didn't know that one. Of course, I might have known it had we left it running a little longer, so I'll have to play that one
right
home.
They have those songs that they've got a long, what we call an intro, before yeah. the lyrics start.
But I like that sometimes. I love just listening to good instrumentals. In fact, next week, I think I queued up, Eric Clapton?
Yeah.
So I'm a big Eric Clapton fan just because he can really play the guitar. You know Eric Clapton, Laura?
I know.
All right, good girl. Good girl. All right, so we're still in the studio with Laura Bechtel, the director of the library here in town, here in Kerrville. And so I was looking at your calendar, and this is amazing what you have going on over here. I see there's a Pokemon Club and a Lego Club and just an incredible amount of things. So if you're listening, you have kids, grandkids. Cousins, just anybody that would enjoy these kinds of things, get over to the library. It looks like every day.
Pretty much every day.
And it ends at the end of July.
Yes.
So you have that circled on your calendar, no doubt. All right, so the other thing I saw on here was the Friends of the Library book sale.
Yes.
Know nothing about that. Would you share that with us, please?
Sure. The Friends of the Library have a bookstore at in the first level of the library. You can either access it through the back or come into the library and take our elevator down to the first floor. They are open every Wednesday from 1 until 3 p.m. and also the second Saturday of each month. So our next sale will be July 8th. And they are there from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And they have gently new and used books for sale in their store. They also sometimes have DVDs, audiobooks, just a variety of items that are available for purchase. And what's really great is the proceeds from the bookstore are what pay for the summer reading program.
Gotcha.
Each year they contribute for that program through those proceeds. Mm-hmm. And they also purchase our audiobook and large print collection. So they, you know, it's a great...
That's
a great
good.
Source of finding some really neat items to purchase and also to help out the library.
Very good. So I hope my mom, she's typically tuning in. She's one of my biggest fans, right, Mom? So there you go. My mom is probably the most avid reader, certainly that I know. I mean, she can knock out a book in a heartbeat and keeps a stack going. So always looking for places to buy books. So there you go, Mom. That's July the 8th over at the library. Mm-hmm. Friends of the Library. We'll talk more about it. All right, Laura. So, again, I can't thank you enough for your time.
Sure thing. I was glad to come down.
You're welcome anytime. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's probably a wealth of things that we could talk about with you because you are well-read and well-versed, obviously. So, real quick before I let you run, let's talk Rotary for a second. You and I are in the morning club together.
Yes.
We have a big event coming up a week from this Saturday, which is the...
The annual car show, July 1st.
Yeah, absolutely. This is, I think, the 19th annual.
Yes.
Third year for Rotary to partner with the Dietrich Center. The, the car club here locally had that show forever, and they just had gotten where they it was a little more than what they could handle. They were an older group of men and women. So they looked for somebody to take it over, and Rotary and Dietrich partnered on it, and we love doing the deal together. We have about 150 to 175 cars typically on a Saturday at the courthouse.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so a lot of fun. It's a fundraiser benefiting the nutrition program over at the Dietrich Center. And then we use it for our scholarships at Rotary.
Yes, and as a member of the scholarship committee, it's just amazing to be able to work and raise those funds, and because it's a fun event to be down. That was my first time last year working the event, and I had a blast.
You
so I can't even
fun.
Imagine how much fun it is just being down there.
Absolutely.
And not running around locating cars. And
you mean sitting by your car and letting people
just
tell you how great your car is? Yeah, the talent that shows up is amazing.
They are amazing.
It really is. So if you're looking for something to do on July 1st, come out to our car show.
Yes,
absolutely.
Definitely. Love to have you there.
Absolutely. Love to have you. All right, Laura, what's big plans for the weekend or laying low? I suspect you're by the end of the week, you're pretty well toasted.
Absolutely no plans.
None.
Best
weekend ever,
right?
We'll
see what happens.
Okay.
Play it by ear.
Well, you can get out in the heat for a little while. Right?
Yes.
So, well, thank you again for being here.
Thank you.
You'll come back. And again, this is Laura Bechtel with the Library, Director of the Library. Mm-hmm. So, Glenn, let's take a quick break. I'd like you to run the one of our sponsors is Major Weight Loss. Angela, she queued up a pretty cool little tip about dieting, well, not really about craving. So if you'll roll that. And then Maggie Baker, our good friend, has joined us here, and she's got some news that she wants to share. So we'll bring in Maggie right after the break. This is the Hero Card Hour, KERV 1230.
Hi, this is Angela Major with Major Weight Loss with a quick cravings tip. Do you get enough sleep? When we don't get enough sleep, our hunger hormones get all out of whack. Our ghrelin, which makes us feel hungry, goes up. And our leptin hormone that tells us that we've had enough to eat goes down. So we eat more. That's why it's really important that you get a good night's sleep, at least 7 to 8 hours. That is your cravings tip, and I would love for you to check out my website at majorweightloss.com, where I have a blog, and you can get more tips and information, and you can download the emotional eating checklist that I have for you there. So check it out, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
That's our good friend Angela Major, registered nurse and health coach, and so she basically said, "Get your sleep."
Yeah,
who'd have thought, right?
That's what I tell people too, man. It makes a difference. I mean, everybody gets so wrapped up in work and everything, and sometimes it's hard to unwind. But
there
sleep is so important.
Apparently, it'll help you with your cravings. I didn't know that. Well, I do know if I go to bed earlier, I don't eat later. I don't know, Angela. I don't know if that's what you're thinking about.
Snacks,
there's no midnight. So, of course, I get up at 4 and eat, but that's fine. No, it's all good. All right, so as I promised, Maggie Baker, Veteran Service Officer here in Kerrville, is with us. Maggie, it's always good to see you. Thanks for being here. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Trying to stay out of the heat as much as possible.
See, you were smart to come in. You heard the shout-out that it was only 60 degrees in the studio, right? And you're like, I think I'll stop in and see those guys. So
that's right.
We're glad you're here, and I want to congratulate you. I had the opportunity to go to your Memorial Day, the event that you put on, that you've been in charge of, the Memorial Day event. That this year was in the theater at Calo. It looked like every seat was filled. Pretty close.
Pretty close.
How many people you think were there, if you were guessing?
Oh, I'm thinking 850.
Yeah. I was going to say, it was, I think it seats 900, so you're probably in 850.
We had bottles of water donated And I thought 200 would be enough.
No. Even indoors.
Right.
Had to run to the mini mart real quick.
Yeah, it was. That was a stirring tribute to our men and women, our servicemen and women.
Absolutely.
So that was really good. And of course, how'd you get Ted Cruz here? How'd that work?
Well, actually, I had sent out probably about 200 or 300 flyers.
Okay.
And this was the initial flyer before I corrected all kinds of stuff on it. And so I had his district state director call me and said he had seen one of my flyers someplace. And I'm like, I didn't send one to them, but okay. He goes, well, Senator Cruz would like to know if he could attend your event.
How cool is that?
I was there for a second thinking, and it was just like...
Did you say, let me think about it?
Yes.
Are you going to say, Harley, is this you doing a morning show prank?
There you go.
What are you doing?
That's awesome.
No, that was great. Absolutely.
Yeah, he asked, and I said, sure. You know, and we talked for a couple of minutes, and he said when it gets closer to let him know and about different things, and I did, and... They showed up, and it was wonderful.
It was wonderful. Everybody that spoke that day was spot on.
Right.
Nobody went past their time. They were all succinct. They were all had a great message, and he was phenomenal. And what a great event for our city. And it was really, really good. So I do tip my hat to you. That's a lot of hard work. Have you caught up on your rest, speaking of sleep?
A little bit. Well, I also have to thank Miss Terry Garza.
Okay, Terry Garza. Yeah,
at the VA. Hospital. She was wonderful. She helped me do so much. So.
Okay. Didn't ring the bell for Terry Garza, Glenn. Thank you, Terry Garza.
Absolutely. Thank you, Terry.
So, will it be indoors next year? Probably.
I don't know yet. I've been talking to a few people.
Well,
and,
if you have it,
give it. Oh, just yet.
Okay. Very good. Well, I think you can have it outdoors at the courthouse if you can bring those rocking seats over there that we were all sitting in, those nice cushioned seats and the air conditioning.
Well, have you sat on those benches?
I have not, to be truthful.
Oh, my goodness, they are so comfortable.
Okay.
Every day I look out the window and I'm seeing at least 3 or 4 people at a time sitting out there.
Oh, yeah. Good,
and
good.
They are the most comfortable.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on the first, at our car show, I'll run over and take a break on the benches.
All right.
I said they're beautiful.
They are.
And they're not going to seat 850 people, though.
No, I count. I think it's about 45 people on the benches.
Going to scale it down. Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, I know, Maggie, you and I traded some emails, and I don't know if this is still pertinent, but I want you to talk about it. But the wreaths. Okay,
yes.
So tell you need – you're here. Tell people what you need on the wreaths, please.
Well, at our Memorial Day event, we had the laying of the wreaths. And when everybody left, there was about, I don't know, 7 to 10 wreaths still sitting on the stage.
Okay.
They were all brought back to my office. And, of course, there's no names on there. There's no telephone numbers. And, you know, if somebody wants to come back and claim theirs, it would be wonderful.
They still in good shape?
Oh, yes.
Really?
I had the Cub Scouts bring them over to my office. And they're just sitting there.
Making your office beautiful.
Oh, yes. Oh, that red, white, and blue.
They were
beautiful.
Those were impressive. There were some beautiful wreaths
there
that day. It's good. So your office smells good and it's pretty. And
oh, yes.
Well, I wouldn't be in any hurry to get rid of everything.
Well, at first I was thinking I could just, you know, decorate my office with them.
Yeah.
But then I thought if it's someone that, you know, uses it year after year, you know.
Gotcha.
It's like their symbol that maybe they would, you know.
They're letting you store it for the year, Maggie.
Yeah.
So what Maggie's saying is if you have a wreath... And she don't want to store it, so come get it, right?
Keep it in my closet.
That's at the courthouse, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, first floor of the courthouse.
Good, good. Okay, so, and then there was something about videotaping.
Yes.
Some people recorded the event, I guess.
Yes, there was a gentleman standing over on the, if you're facing the audience, he was on the right side of the podium.
Okay.
And I have had so many calls and emails and people coming to my office wanting to know who this person is. And no one knows.
All right.
So because there's people who either want to get a copy of the event or they want the copy and then the use of, you know, his videotaping services.
Sure.
So no one knows what it looks like.
I wonder if it's up on YouTube. I'll check.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, you can do that.
I didn't even notice that. Thank you. Looking around.
You might find it.
It's good. Then we had a gentleman there that he took a few pictures, and he gave them to me and a couple of other people, and it was, you know, and so that was nice.
Yep. Well, like I said, it was well attended.
Yes.
It was festive. It was quite an honor, and I don't know who you're going to have next year. Maybe just get Mr. Senator Cruz back again, or you may have to.
Well, I'm actually
reach even higher. I don't know.
Actually working on that right now too, and I have a couple of interested people.
Good. How fun. Well, yes. You have other things that you just do on a regular basis.
Right.
I know you have a brown bag luncheon.
Right.
And then there's a couple of other events. Why don't you, while you're here, since you were gracious enough to come by, why don't you lay out the schedule for where we're still some things happening in June?
Well, we have our monthly Veterans Brown Bag Lunch meeting.
Okay.
The last Thursday of each month.
So that's coming up, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have two different ACOG organizations that will be there. One on weatherization and the other one on transportation.
Good.
I thought getting both of them there to answer a lot of different questions. And then also I have my female veterans and surviving spouses.
The coffee. Yep.
And that's the second Tuesday of each month at the Dieter Center.
So missed that one for June. That one's
right.
been held. So
yes.
The brown bags is going to be on the 29th,
yes,
last
sir.
Thursday.
Yes.
Of the month, and then the second Tuesday would be the 11th of July.
Right.
Sound right?
Right.
Based on, okay, so a couple of events that Maggie hosts that are beneficial and informative, and
right.
so plug into those. All right.
And then also my main job.
How do you have time for a job, Maggie? Goodness gracious.
Oh, the more I have to do, the better I
can. You're one of those busy people that gets things done. Good for you. I believe that.
But I do my claims for my veterans and surviving spouses and disability claims, pension, aid attendance claims.
Good.
Doing really well on those.
Okay. And so people, veterans that need your assistance, they can just come in to your office at any time that you're there?
Yes.
But they can also call you on the phone.
Right.
Why don't you give that number out?
It's 830-792-2203.
2203. Yes, 792-2203. And do you get many emails? I know you and
tons
I've traded, but
emails.
You have lots of emails, so why don't you give that out as well?
Okay,
so
it's mkbaker@co.kerr.tx.us.
One more time.
Okay.
Once you see it, it makes sense, right?
It does, but yes.
It doesn't make sense when you're saying it, so keep going.
Okay, mkbaker@co.kerr.tx.us.
Very good. Awesome.
All right.
Maggie, you're always a pleasure to have on the show. And,
well, thank you.
Thank you so much for what you do and supporting our men and women here in our community.
Oh, I love it.
And putting on events and... You're a busy lady. So what's on for the weekend for you?
I'm going to the library, and I'm going to check out the their new history building.
Good for you. Okay,
yes.
Well, that was fortuitous because you got to see Laura Bechtel, your
yes.
friend. So
yeah, I've known her for years. And
super sharp lady.
Oh, yes, she is. She
yeah.
knows everything that goes on in her county.
She does. Well, she is a great resource.
She is.
Absolutely. So.
Anytime I need something, I call Laura.
Yeah, that's a good rule if you can get a hold of her. Absolutely.
Yes.
So, well, okay. So enjoy that. Have some fun.
Oh,
just try and stay cool.
Oh yeah. Well, I've got yard work to do.
Oh,
so.
Yard work.
I don't know. Even though Dr. Doppler says it's supposed to cool down, it's still going to be in the 90s, I think. But I don't know. I've got yard work to do. If you got to do it early.
Well, just get a cup of coffee while you're doing it. And it equalizes out your body temperature.
Oh. Is that how that works?
That's how it works for me.
I can do yard work without my coffee.
It also puts a spring in your step.
There you go. Absolutely. All right, so before we wrap up, how many minutes we have left, Glenn?
We got a couple minutes.
So I want to talk about a couple more of our business partners since we owe some shout-outs for that. Maggie, once again, thank you for being here. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you, sir.
Be blessed.
You too.
Good to see you, Maggie.
Oh, you too, Glenn.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right, so our good friends, Sprinkler Smart. Okay, so their phones are ringing off the wall because of the that time of year when we're not getting any rain. So if you have an irrigation system in your yard, and it might be like mine, it's not working properly, or it wasn't until these guys got back and got me up and running. But
there you go.
Call Sprinkler Smart. They'll get you fixed up. They also will install a new irrigation system. And you'd be shocked, Glenn, I don't know if you're familiar with them or have one, but because you can control the time of your watering and the amount of your watering, you actually use less water. So they're pretty efficient.
They're efficient. It saves you money and water.
Yeah, yeah. And so Sprinkler Smart's number, Chris and Travis. All these numbers are 830, but you can reach them at 496-1680. Wonderful people. And then if your car is acting up, you got to go see our friends David and Denise Lemieux over at Lemieux's RV Truck Service. And that they are the diesel doctors, right, Glenn?
That's right.
Absolutely. And they're located on 500 Yorktown Boulevard. You can call them on at 895-2888. Glenn, I did hear that KRV played an ad for Trademark HVAC. Alan Brown and his team, some of my dear friends, and very talented. They have done quite a bit of work at our house, and just love those guys because it was last Friday was very hot.
Absolutely.
And this was I'd gotten home from the show, and my office space in my home there was not cooling.
Oh no.
Yeah, and I am very heat intolerant. If Brandy, if you're listening, that's a running joke at my house. She likes it hot, and I like it cold. But anyway. 4:30, 4:45, they had somebody come out, take care of that.
And, wow.
I was cool for the weekend, so.
There you go.
So, Trademark HVAC, love those guys.
Talented folks.
Talented folks. All right, Glenn, so you're going to do some tree trimming, a little yard work, anything more fun than that?
Laundry, which means I have to go to the laundromat. I don't have a washer and dryer. Yeah, I need to get with my landlord and have him put in a 220 and a...
Oh, yeah.
You know, because it gets kind of old. Some days it's not so bad, but when there's...
It's hot.
You know.
Meet some nice people.
Well, and you can do a lot at the laundromat. You can get it all done real quick.
You can knock it out quicker.
So that's the only other thing. But, yeah, got to get some that and a little housework.
That'll work.
How about you?
Basketball in Austin. Again, that'll be fun. Indoors, so that's look forward to that. Running joke, talking about washers and dryers. So our washing machine, when you start it, it says 60 minutes, right? It's going to wash a load, and it runs about an hour and a half, 2 hours, something like that. So, all right, well, we're out of town. Listen, I'm glad everybody tuned in. Hero Card Hour. Hope you join us next Friday, 2 to 3. Have a great weekend. Be blessed. Talk soon.